The four is being persecuted or having a trial because you identify with Jesus. That's the most intense you could ever go into. And there are rewards for different things. The reward in chapter 1, when you overcome your weaknesses, is fullness of joy. The grace of God brings a fullness of joy. The reward in chapter 2, when you learn to relate with different people, if I can use the word fullness, is fullness of meekness and humility. Or you can use it in another way, being broken and contrite in heart. The reward in chapter 3, if you keep on with a good conduct and you pursue in spite of trials, is that you get the reward of righteousness. A good conscience and righteousness. The reward for chapter 4 is the Spirit of glory. The Spirit of glory. And the Spirit of glory is powerful. Because when the Spirit of glory comes, and there's a time when God shows up, there's a time when He doesn't show up yet, He just wants to watch what you do. But remember the earlier theology we based on? That point 3, there is a time limit when it ends. And God shows up. He will defend you like no other. And woe to the men to whom God, the man or the woman, to whom God begins to take judgment against, and the wrath of God comes. I mean, there's no more. Like Jonathan Edwards, he preached a sermon, sinners in the hands of an angry God. There's no escape. When God shows His wrath, I've known God to do it in His church history. It's frightening. But God will not allow His little lambs, His dear little sheep, to be persecuted or killed or martyred beyond a certain point. God shows up on the scene. Provided all those, we have passed through the three and fourth area. Have you noticed something? You cannot really enter into the fullness of His sufferings unless you go through those stages. That what we are talking about, first, second, third, fourth type, not only are types, but they also look like degrees. I mean, if you got your own weaknesses, how can you talk about Christ's suffering? If you cannot even have good conduct, don't talk about being a Christian. Because in the end, you will cause people to blaspheme God's name. You are a bearer of Jesus' name, and you are doing things that are unrighteous. So we realize there's also a degree increasing now. Then the last and the fifth time, in chapter 5, that's a very deep realm. The fifth is what I call direct satanic attack. Now, a lot of people's demonic oppression and all that is due to point 1, chapter 1, their own weaknesses, or their sin, or their broken laws. But there is a realm where as you walk in, like Jesus walked in, where Jesus was perfect, He had not sinned. A lot of people sin and they open doors for demons. But Jesus had no sin and He had to confront the devil in many areas. When He started His ministry for 40 days and 40 nights. And Luke chapter 4 tells us that after the end of the temptation, Satan left Him to return again in an opportune time. In chapter 5, is a trial that is designed diabolically by the devil. And of course, God never permits a lot of His people to enter this realm. Because many of them haven't even passed the others. If you put them straight to this, they'll fry. It is like, quote unquote, it's like Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4 time. Where we are told in Matthew chapter 4 and Mark chapter 1 and Luke chapter 4 that the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Mark 1 tells us that the Holy Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness to confront the devil. In chapter 5, here are the key verses here. It says in verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing," and here he talks about suffering. Do you notice it relates back to suffering? "The same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world." Now there are qualities required here. Qualities of humility, qualities of steadfastness. All these things that you would have built if you had gone to stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. So that you know how to humble yourselves, be in the sight of God, so that the grace of God can come on your life. All these things. But here it says, you humble yourself, like James chapter 4, verse 7 and 8 says, that you submit yourself to God, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. So it's stage 5. The trial is direct demonic attacks. They are in a form, any form, they are direct. Now, Jesus and the devil were having direct confrontation in Matthew 4 and Luke 4. It's very awesome when you enter that realm. And it's a type of trial, really. It's a real type of trial. And it can come in many ways, many forms, but you will know it because there will be direct satanic or demonic manifestation directly. And when you overcome, you will take over the authority of that spiritual force that controls usually thousands of people at one time when you move into that realm. Cho Yong-gi shared in his tapes, I remember, on church growth, how when he was struggling to build his church, and he was still in a tent, and they haven't built their first building yet, that he was praying, and in his prayer a snake came. It was not a real snake, but it was like a spiritual snake that was manifested and alive and real. And he was wrestling with this snake. Now his church had not grown yet at that time. He was just starting. He was still in a tent. And he wrestled and wrestled, and in the end, he killed the snake. He broke it. And it just disappeared. And immediately after that, thousands of people started being born again. I believe that he had broken that spirit over that place. Now, anyone who goes through that will know that it was a trial to face this kind of thing. But there is a realm up there, and not many people have entered this fifth area. What many people have gone through, temptations and demonic things, are all of the first kind. But this fifth type is where when you have victory, you literally have victory over the lives of thousands of people under the demonic power. People like John Knox in church history, maybe not in that same realm, but he had gone through so many trials and so many difficulties. But his cry was, "God, give me Scotland or I die." And even Mary, the Queen of Scots, said, "I fear the prayers of John Knox more than all the entire armies of England." But she has put John Knox to so many trials. I mean, but in the end, the prayers of that man won. But it was a trial to fight that kind of spiritual fight. Listen very carefully. Because perhaps God may raise some people who could reach this Ephraim in your midst. All it takes is one individual to reach that rank and cry for your nation and wrestle with the powers and principalities for your land and nation to break it, and souls will come pouring in because it's the open heaven. But many people are not even qualified for this heavyweight fight. They haven't even gone to featherweight. They come to heavyweight, they follow, tick, finish. But it's a powerful ram, but again, it's a choice. And whether you want to do it is a different thing. It takes a commitment, it takes sacrifice. Many times it takes many days of fasting and prayer. It's not easy. But God lays it on your heart. Sometimes it may take you 1 year to prevail. When you read stories, although they don't know the faith message and they don't have much of the revelation on Jesus or other areas, but the men of God have tapped, different men of God have tapped on different things. People like Howard Reeves. He's a man who understands prayer, intercession. He went through many trials of the fifth time because he was praying for England and the revival to move there. So that ram is powerful. You can move into it. You wrestle against devils, wicked spirits, so in hard places, and rulers of darkness of this age, all those things qualified in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. And the rewards are tremendous. There are spiritual liberty for the lives of thousands. May God help us understand these five frames and move deep into it. Let's go to God in prayer tonight. Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Oh Father, help us to understand that trials and tribulations are a part of the Christian life. But help us to rightly divide the word to understand that it's not general suffering we're talking about, but the sufferings of Jesus that really help us to enter the fellowship of His sufferings. We ask, oh God, that the theology of suffering will be clarified in our hearts and our minds tonight. So that we understand, oh Lord, that it's not everything that happens that is the trial that the Bible says, the trial, the kind of trial that is a promise to all believers that it will take place. And we pray, oh God, that you will cause a clarification and an understanding in the hearts and minds of each one here of the depths, the heights, and the realm of your Spirit. So that, Father God, you would be able to raise up a powerful, wonderful, loving, and holy people who will rise up, Lord, to the occasion in our generation. Where unlike any other dead generation, we shall be the generation that see the coming of the Lord Jesus. And we know, O God, that through your grace we can rise up to the occasion. For your church is like a sleeping giant that needs to be awakened, O God. So we sound the alarm and we blow the trumpet, that we will awake to righteousness. For the time is come and the hour is short. The time for us to rise up to righteousness, to rise up to holiness, to rise up into the realms of great endeavors in God. And we must first prepare to give our lives the way Jesus gave His life. No more to live for ourselves, but to give our lives to live for you. And not only for you, but to give our lives to live for others. That through our lives, pouring out. Others may be blessed, changed, transformed, saved into the kingdom of God. We pray, O God, that this word that goes forth will touch and raise many, Lord, into this realm. And I ask for many thousands of souls to be released as this truth reach into our heart and life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's rise and sing that song. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You know that song? Holy. Holy. Well, that's mine. Almighty. Early in the morning, a song shall rise today. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Once again, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Cause His face to shine upon you, prosper the work of your hands and go before you, and cause His blessings to abound upon your lives, in Jesus' name, amen. Give Jesus a good clap offering. God bless you.